metals. Now, you needn't be worried. This is a relatively small part of the course, this trends and the main group elements. And all that it's going to do is help decide whether you get an HD or a D, okay, or a D or a C, okay, because if you tick the box here effectively, then, you know, you might just get that extra 3% you need to move across the line to the next grade. That's really where it's going to be important. So it's not mission critical at all in passing the subject. Most students fail this section, but it doesn't influence their final grade other than just over the margins. Now, beryllium hydroxide and magnesium hydroxide are insoluble in water, and this can be related back to their bonding. These guys then have covalent character in their bonding, so they're not fully ionic, okay, but they're also not fully covalent. They've now got covalent character. The ones down below, the calcium through to barium hydroxide, these now are fully ionic. These guys then are completely soluble in water. So the solubility of ionic salts, they dissociate in solution, they form an electrolyte solution. An electrolyte solution is when you have a solution where you put electrodes into that solution. You'll transfer charge effectively between the two electrodes if there's a potential difference between the electrodes. Whereas a non-electrolyte solution, you can put a nice big potential difference between the two electrodes and you conduct no charge. So an example then of an electrolyte solution is, say, 1 molar sodium chloride solution. That's a nice electrolyte solution. A non-electrolyte solution is 1 molar sucrose in water. There's no charge carriers in sucrose. And in second semester, who can tell me the formula for sucrose now? See, that's coming in second semester. Something to look forward to. That way, when you're eating or drinking your tea or whatever, you'll be able to go, oh, I know exactly what I'm putting into my tea, unless it's some sort of sweet.